Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disorder.
1, 2, 3, Android, are you ready? Come on, are you ready?
Hey, this is Wade.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Disorder Radio.
We're the on-air baby of Disorder Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly.
You're listening to Disorder Radio,
CITR.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Tune in every Tuesday for live interviews, music from the hottest local artists, and good times.
Happy New Year and welcome to Disorder Radio. We are broadcasting live from CITR 101.9 FM. Here is the Flatliners with New Year's Resolution.
Attack!
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That was a nice little New Year's tune for you by a band called the Flatliners. Some wonderful punk rock out of, I believe they're from Brampton. They're from somewhere else. Some of them are from somewhere else, some other suburb out there. In any case, some New Year's somewhat, I don't know, it's not that optimistic. Anyway, hope you got some New Year's resolutions and that 2017 is off to a good start for you. It's Discorder Radio. We are the on-air baby of Discord Magazine, the indie music monthly put out by CITR, broadcasting from way up at Point Grey. We're covered in ice right now. I don't know about you. Normally, this is the part of the show where we do the countdown, the charts. We go through what has been played the most on CITR in the last week, but it's been kind of a wacky holiday week, and we don't have any official charts. So what I'm going to do right now, if you were tuned in last week, you heard my co-host Wade do a top 10 countdown of the most played songs on CITR for all of 2016. But one record, there's one record I was really into in the last year from a Vancouver band, and it did not show up at all on that top 10. So in lieu of any official charts this week, I'm going to play you a song from my favorite Vancouver-based band who put out a record last year, and it's a tune by a band called the Pack AD, who you may know because we played them a couple times on the show. But yeah, this is a track called Yes I Know. It's off their 2016 album Positive Thinking, my pick for best Vancouver album of the year. Check it out on CITR 101.9 FM.
Like a drum, battle station's gone. I'm Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Yeah!
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. You are listening to Discorder Radio. What you just heard was Tough by Late Spring. They were last year's Shindig winners, actually. And next year, the semifinals start, next week, on January 10th with Devours, Mark Mills, and Prison Hair at Pat's Pub. It's going to be a lot of fun every Tuesday until February, I think, which is going to be great. We are in studio with Britt Bachman.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm the editor of Discorder Magazine.
Thank you for joining. We have a few questions, I think, about the current issue and et cetera. So I guess first one, what's the deal with the no end of year lists in the last issue?
Oh, I've gotten so much flack for this. And I did last year too, but this year I thought I explained it a little bit more. Essentially, I don't like end of year lists. I don't like best of lists, and I guess my reasoning behind this is a little bit like it's really an opportunity for music journalists and people to show their music knowledge and to show their personal preference, although I don't think it's very inclusive of music scenes or actually reflective of different genres, I find it quite like exclusionary, actually. So when we were discussing it as a group, as like a Discorder masthead, as a contributor circle, we sort of decided that we wouldn't do the best of or end of year lists, just because we didn't want to show favoritism for particular artists that we featured, or essentially we would prefer to promote the local art scene and just all the genres kind of equally, and we didn't want to get like in this position of really like showing affection for particular groups just based on sort of the biased interests of our contributors, who themselves are quite, you know, have varied interests. But best of, end of year list, they're always really biased, and we really wanted to take our own personal bias kind of out of it.
This weekend, changing the topic, Johnny DeCourcy is playing his last Vancouver shows. Can you tell us about that?
It's quite a dramatic marketing campaign, but I guess like dramatic and effective. Like, will this actually be his final shows in Vancouver? No, what a liar. But they're final for now, I guess. So word on the street is that Johnny DeCourcy is moving to London, that he's got his flights booked for January 10th, which is coming up. So this Friday, he's playing a final show at the Astoria Friday night with Woolworm and somebody else. Can't think of them right now. And then on Saturday, he's going to be playing an all-ages show at Neptune Records with Winona Forever. And I think that starts at 2 p.m. And that one is free, I believe. Yes. And Johnny DeCourcy is, of course, quite connected to Neptune Records. Pinhole Printing is his business that has been in the back of Neptune Records for a while now as well. It's going to be kind of sad to see his personality depart from our fair city, but I think it's going to be a good rowdy couple of shows.
Yeah, and maybe not the last, but the last chance in a while, at least, that you'll get to see him.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And the last thing we wanted to ask you about is the Fishbowl Sessions.
Yeah. So this was a bit of a surprise. You could call it like a holiday present, a solstice present, if you will. But over the last year and a bit, the music director here at CITR, Andy Resto, has been compiling sort of his favorite in-studio sessions with performing artists from around town, from outside of town as well. And he made a compilation, a formal compilation, published it on Bandcamp with the option to stream or purchase. And it debuted over the holidays. Thank you to Exclaim and Vancouver's Awesome and everyone else who talked about it. But they are called the Fishbowl Sessions, and there will be more as well. This is going to be a regular thing, regular music series that Andy is going to be producing for us. I'm really excited about it.
I am too. I think it's such a good idea. Mm-hmm. I think it's so fun that it's called the Fishbowl Sessions.
I know.
Because for the listeners who haven't seen our space, it's just kind of like a room with this glass wall that I guess we can now officially call the Fishbowl.
We've definitely been calling it the Fishbowl.
Yeah, it's
without.
Been it's an unofficial, now official name, I yes. like to think. And I'm so excited that it's going to be like a regular thing, because there have been like Claire and I were just talking on Christine's show just before the holidays, Moo performed.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they definitely would have been on this because their performance was awesome. So I'm like excited that there's going to be another chance to like hear it and like re-experience.
Definitely. Most definitely. And then little known fact actually as well, all of our live in studio performances, we try to like put them up on the Discorder and the CITR Instagram and Facebook and Twitter a couple days beforehand, but they're open to the public as well. So when we get bands passing through town that are performing at CITR, people are just welcome to come and sit outside and watch, or come inside, come and clap, maybe even jump on the air and talk about it themselves if they want. So it's very much of an interactive thing, and I think these sessions will help kind of get people familiar with that as being something that we do here too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so exciting. And we are going to play songs from both Johnny DeCourcy and a selection from the Fishbowl Sessions. Right now, here is Johnny DeCourcy with Lonely on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
A stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking for one.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
I'm going away. Look into my eyes. The last Sunday of every month from 11 to 5. I want you here with me at the Wise Hall, please. Wise Hall, please.
You are listening to Discorder Radio 101.9 CITR.
Oh, and I'm from the band Frankie, yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard No Car by Faith Healer off of CITR's Fishbowl Sessions. Really cool. Our music director, Andy Resto, kind of just made a compilation of a bunch of live performances on CITR. And they were, it's awesome. It's just like really fun. So check that out. Links probably on CITR. And then we are to a new little segment, the Underview 2-pack. I'm going to be talking about Cheap High and their album Subterranean Suburbia, and then Claire's going to come in with her Co-op, Don't Turn the Page, which is a song off of an album that Co-op put out. But Subterranean Suburbia, I keep wanting to say Suburban Suburbia. The review was written by Tom Ireland, I want to say his name was, and I loved it. He was really, really good. Of my favorite quote is, thematically, Subterranean Suburbia digs into both the epic and the mundane with song titles ranging from Time and Space to Cul-de-Sac Crown. This combination mirrors the individual experience. We are both the center of the universe and inconsequential within it. A lot of big ideas happening there. But he, Tom, I guess, really dug the album. It's kind of like a mix of punk and post-punk. And yeah, that's all I really have to say about that one. Check it out. It's on CITR.ca. And it's in the new issue of Under Review. So we're going to be playing Time and Space off of Subterranean Suburbia by Cheap High on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome back. That was Cheap High with Time and Space off their album Subterranean Suburbia that was reviewed in this month's Discorder by Tom Ireland. And now we're going to be talking about Co-op. Their self-titled album was also reviewed in this month's Discorder magazine by Courtney Heffernan. She really liked the album. Highlight of the review, she said, on the whole, the album is a sum of disparate elements that come together in unexpected harmony. Co-op is a testament to the strength of the burgeoning post-punk scene in Vancouver. So here's Co-op with the song Don't Turn the Page on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome back to Discord Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard Don't Turn the Page by Co-op off their self-titled album. Awesome review by Courtney Heffernan in this month's issue of Discorder magazine, so check that out. We're going to follow that up with a little clip on Walgren. Fellow Discorder Collective member Connor produced this, I guess, and sent it in, so enjoy that. And it'll be followed by Ayeya. which Walgren has produced, I'm assuming, off her self-titled EP album. It's really cool. Very, very ethereal. So yeah, enjoy.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? I'm here to talk about Walgren, it's the solo project of Tegan Walgren, who is a violinist, composer, multi-instrumentalist, and she's got a really interesting sound. She takes a lot of influence from Björk, that's who she cites as her biggest influence. And she also takes a lot of influence from Lore, the imagery of the shrill, witchy woman. And that's an image she tries to want to take back, you know, like the sirens and stuff, the kind of negative imagery surrounding these terrifying females. So her music itself kind of takes on that shrill, witchy woman imagery. and sound too. It's very dissonant. The violins are harsh. The vocals are kind of intense. It's not relaxing music at all. And she released her first single, Aya, from the album Bird Alien, in November. And that song has a music video directed by Matt Leaf, who Vancouver-based director, who also gets featured on MTV Much Music. So definitely check her out. The album should be coming out anytime soon. And it's not the easiest listening song, but it's definitely a very, very interesting track. So here we're going to be playing Aya here on 101.9 CITR FM.
Wailing from the deep, she wanted me. She wanted me. She wanted me. Siren, won't you call? I want it too. I want it too.
All right, welcome back to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. And here we are with some more songs from the under review section of the magazine this month. Anchoress recently put out a new album called Anchoress is Ruining My Life, and Aiden Danaher reviewed it for this month's magazine. Aiden absolutely loved the album. He writes, "I can't put it any other way. The music is brilliant. Even given the sheer amount of energy that's packed into this record, there's a delicacy within all of the calculated aggression." And we are going to play the song The Fuzz off of this album. Here it is on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say?
Or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualicum and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quechua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary.
Unceded Airwaves airs every Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
And we meet every Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. to plan our upcoming shows.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unsealed Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
Would you like to get updates on your smartphone in an emergency, even if a cell tower is down? It is possible if the FM chip is activated in your phone. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Yo, what's up? You hearing my voice right now? This is Prevail from Swollen Members. When I'm rocking my motherfucking Tivoli, Henry Class Model 1 radio up in the kitchen, my dial never changes from 101.9 CITR, and I live on 7th and ooh!
I'm just riding through the city in my coupe. Brought the smoke, so I gotta drop the roof. Now they see the boy, they say the boy's the truth. I heard him say, he got the juice, he got the juice. I'm just riding through the city in my coupe.
About to smoke, so I gotta drop the roof. Now they see the boy, they say the boy's the truth. I heard him say, he got the juice, he got the juice. Hit my line if you want a quote for these quotes. A couple racks, I suppose. Shit don't make you wanna listen to your nose. Then get thrown like bows. This is I, double M, that be bumping out your bowl. And every motherfucking speaker, this is shit that got my enemies on my penis. Since I'm finna be a star, like logos on my sneakers. Now they wanna converse before they mouth open. Yeah, I see they rhymes first. Sorry, waste nigga, no free ride. You ain't bothered, you ain't grinding, you ain't got to lie. These niggas got more faces than Mystique. I'm so real, I'm so real. Be the type of shit they preach, so I'ma take they examine her physique. She took that top off with that top drop. Tell me right around in that. I'm just riding through the city in my coupe. About to smoke, so I gotta drop the roof. Now they see the boy, they say the boy's the truth. I heard him say, he got the juice, he got the juice. I'm just riding through the city in my coupe. About to smoke, so I gotta drop the roof. Now they see the boy, they say the boy's the truth. I heard him say, he got the juice, he got the juice.
I'm just riding through the city in my coupe. That's what I'm used to. That's what I'm used to. I've been on this road for so long, so long. I'm about to park my car and take a train line. Fuck it. Craziest thing just happened after that. Shadow of your smile.
Welcome back to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. That was Tropicana by Immerse from his album Before I Go, which was reviewed in this month's issue of Discorder magazine by Anya Zoledziowski. Really cool album. He kind of combines trap and mellow hip-hop, which is pretty rare. Highlight quote. The overarching theme of the project, simply put, is about working hard to achieve fame and fortune. In addition to underscoring the EP with his desire of achieving a successful music career, Immerse includes down-to-earth lyrics that fans will easily relate to. So it's Tropicana, which I think is a single off the album. We're going to be closing up the show with Half Asleep by Thong. They're going to be playing at the Astoria with Weird Candle, Psychic Pollution from Victoria, S-Lord Efferman, and themselves, Thong, on Thursday. It's going to be really exciting.
Mm-hmm. Make sure to stay tuned for Flex Your Head with Mike coming up next. And from everyone at Discorder Radio, shout out to our host, Wade, who's probably tuned in down in Mexico. He'll be there next week as well. But for myself, Matt Muse, and for Claire and Dora, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. Here is Half Asleep by Thong on CITR 101.9 FM.